Hi, Ashmita Ahluwalia, President, CEO, called this meeting to order at 1 p.m. I'll share the agenda. Okay, the first item on our agenda is roll call. Arizona.
Ashmita Ahluwalia.
Here.
And then Arjali Barragan here, Christina Caro, present. Ashley Medeiros,
present.
Nolan Calara,
here.
Jillian Manlopez,
here.
Alea Largo, Michelle Cerrados.
Here.
Gila Popple.
Here.
Josephine Cabeza.
Here.
Martin Castillo.
Here.
Eric Pinlack. Mark Almeida. Steve Spencer. And Sarah Nielsen. Okay, I believe we meet quorum for the meeting.
The next item on our agenda is action item approval of the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second that.
Okay, motion by Jillian, seconded by Arizali. The next item on our agenda is action item approval of the minutes of May 4, 2022.
I think you have to do unanimous consent.
Oh, for the, sorry. Yeah. Okay. So the agenda has been approved by unanimous consent, right?
I think you have to ask, see, does anyone oppose?
Yeah. Is anyone opposed to the approval of the agenda? Seeing as there is none, the agenda has been approved by unanimous consent. Is that correct? And then the next item is action item approval of the minutes of May 4, 2022.
I move to approve the minutes of May 4, 2022.
I second.
Motion by Christina, I think. And then seconded by Jillian?
No, it was me.
Oh, Ashley, sorry, I can't see this. My bad. Is anyone opposed to the approval of the minutes of May 4, 2022? Seeing as there is none, approval of the minutes of May 4, 2022 have been approved. The next item on our agenda is public comment. Public comment is intended as a time for any member of the public to address the committee on any issues affecting ASI and or the California State University East Bay. Seeing as there are members of the public. Would anyone like to make a public comment? And seeing as there is none, the next item on our agenda, unfinished items. Seeing as there is none, the next item on our agenda is new business items. Action item A, CFO/VP of finance appointment, closed session. Do I need a motion?
I move to go into closed session for items A through E. A second.
Okay. Motion by Christina, seconded by Arizali. Is anyone opposed to the motion? Seeing as there is none, we will be going into closed session at 1:05 p.m.
Yes. I will back in.
A Okay, we came out of closed session at 1:32 p.m. While in the closed session, we made an action to action the item made to appoint Tyler. Oh, also, Christina, please correct me if I said any of this wrong. But during closed session, for action item A, we made the action to appoint Tyler Luevano as the next VP of Finance. For action item B, we made the action to appoint James Traer as the next Senator of Seats. For action item C, we motioned to amend the item and postpone it. For action item D, we made the action to appoint Michael Sassena as permanent in his role. So congrats, Michael. For action item E, we made the action to appoint Carlos Martinez as the next Senator of College of Science. And the board would like to recognize Elia Largo at 1:02 p.m. All right. Next item on our agenda is action item F, ASI budget. The ASI Board of Directors will take action on the ASI budget. Michael?
And for the budget, I had spoke with some of you earlier. We're asking that that's getting moved to a later date, to Thursday right now. I believe it's on the agenda for Thursdays. So I apologize for that delay. It's a much more complicated process this upcoming school year.
I move to postpone action item F, ASI budget, until the next board of directors meeting.
I second. So motion by Roselli, seconded by Ashmita. Is anyone opposed to the motion? Seeing as there is none, we'll now move on to discussion item G, ASI policy agenda of 2022-2023. The ASI board of directors will discuss the ASI policy agenda for the 2022-2023 school year. I can go ahead and take this one. So this is still a work in progress, but I kind of wanted to put on everyone's radar just so we can see what's going on and start working on it whenever we get the chance. But the three main policies that we want to focus on are transparency, resource availability, and strengthening campus community. So this is what we have so far. I feel like we have a very lengthy list, so maybe making this a little bit more condensed to where things kind of match up with one another, I feel like that would be really helpful. But I just wanted to quickly put this on everyone's radar and so you guys can look over it and add to it whenever you get the chance. Does anyone have any thoughts or discussion? Wait, Michael, I don't know if you're raising your hand for this one or, okay, thank you. Okay, seeing as there is none. Oops. Oh, Araceli?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that everyone should really look over it. And make sure that like you all are in agreement. If y'all want to add anything, like feel free to do that. Because this is really what we're going to be focusing on and working towards this year. So that's the whole purpose of like a policy agenda, is just like what we're working towards. So like transparency, like we want to be more transparent as like ASI as a whole, and then like within the campus. So I think like, you know, if y'all agree with that, like just make, you know, like comment like, oh, like I really agree with it, or you want to add something in that you think could be more helpful. I think that's something too. But we want to make sure that everyone's looking at this and that everyone's thoughts and opinions are there, because this isn't just, you know, one specific person or two specific people in ASI. This is all of us as a whole. And we just want to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Any other thoughts or discussion? The next on the agenda is special reports, same as there is none. Roundtable remarks. Does anyone have any roundtable remarks? No? Oh, Jillian?
Hello, everyone. So I just wanted to do a quick recap of the CSSA orientation that me and Ashmita attended this past weekend. So for those of you who may not know about CSSA, that stands for Cal State Student Association. And it's a student-led organization that the goal is to improve the lives of California State University students. So, but we do this by advocating for student needs and engaging students in system-wide and higher education policymaking. There's a lot of things that was discussed over the past weekend, but I just wanted to let you guys know about the three main priorities that they have this year. So the first being that the priority is to ensure students have access to baseline services and resources to enable educational accessibility and equity. The second is to ensure student health and safety are prioritized to enable belonging on campuses. And the third is to ensure the academic success and holistic educational experience of all students. So all of these three priorities have bills that support the goal of these priorities. I plan on choosing a few of the bills that really like co-sees what East Bay is looking for in terms of what we need to be supported on our campus. And yeah, that's about it for me. I'll be talking more about it once we attend more plenaries in during the year. Thank you.
Christina?
I just wanted to say shout out to everyone that's been tabling. I feel like it's really helpful because most of our students still don't know what ASI is. So just keep it up. We have one more tabling date left, so.
Thank you. And then my only roundtable remark is that we do have personnel and another board meeting this week, and I feel like that's really important. So please, please attend if you can. Nolan, I got your email, don't worry, but if you can attend personnel, that would be great, because I feel like everyone's opinions and thoughts on the next executive director are very important. Okay. The next item on our agenda is, I asked Rina Aloya to call us. Adjourn this meeting at 1:39 p.m. Thank you.